I'm Deb, and I'm a dating coach. And you're listening to my podcast, Debbie Does Dating. Today's episode is processing emotions after a breakup.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson. Sponsored by Dating by Deb.
Hey everyone, this episode is a really important one, especially for those of us who have experienced a breakup or even any kind of heartache. We're going to talk about the emotions we may face after we experience the end of a relationship. But first, I'm going to share the awkward dating moment. This one was shared to me by a friend. She says, I've been single for so long that I went on a date a year ago, and about an hour into the date, he said something about a girl he went on a date with that lived in my same town. Then it suddenly clicked that I had been the girl he went out with 8 years earlier. I guess the good thing is he didn't remember either. That's a great segue to our topic. After being single for so long, or any amount of time really, we may be going through something like this. Wanting to get back out there after experiencing the heartache of an end of a relationship is tough. It may be next to impossible, but it can and will happen. But there is a time where you may feel like that isn't in the cards for you. That may be just something you're telling yourself to avoid further pain. You could get back out there, but there are some important things we need to discuss before you get to that point. So let's first identify some of the feelings you may be experiencing and why. You may be stuck because you haven't let yourself process the emotions you may likely feel after a divorce, breakup, or loss. And it's so important to do that. What if you've been in a relationship with someone you thought you'd be in with forever, or at least until the end of time, and for one reason or another, it ended? Now, depending on the reasons for the breakup, this could bring up extra emotions. Some of the feelings you may experience are sadness, confusion, conflict, devastation, grief, fear, jealousy, depression, insecurity, exhaustion, discouragement, hurt, or anger. You may even have a tough time getting over that person. You may find yourself stalking them online to see what or who is so much better than you, or just find enough information to keep yourself from going crazy about such an unbelievable situation. Maybe you jump right into another relationship just to find some sort of end or bandage for the pain. You most likely have put a whole lot of time, effort, love, commitment, and your heart into that relationship for weeks, months, or years. It feels like you've lost part of yourself. The you that you were when you were with them. And now all of a sudden, you're alone. So these feelings are very, very real. Sadness. Your heart is broken and it hurts. It literally physically hurts. Your life has changed. You're looking back at the memories with that person and you know you need to turn around, but it feels like you've got a brick wall in front of you and you can't turn around. Or you may not be able to look at the past because of the pain it brings up. Both are very much on the sadness scale. Confusion. What happened? What happened that led up to this point? What do I do now? How do I go on? What about the kids? Why did this happen to me? Why is this my life? Conflict. This could creep up for a bunch of different reasons depending on the situation. Maybe you were blindsided and are still deeply in love with the person who ended things. I actually went out with a guy who was very attentive to me and eager to find out all about me, but about in the middle of the date, he asked me if I thought about my ex while I was on dates with guys. No, do you? He said yes. I asked him if he was still in love with his ex-wife, and he said he was. I felt bad for him because he was obviously stuck in confusion. He still loves his ex-wife, but she's gone, living with someone else. He doesn't want to be alone, and it's really hard to see your ex-spouse move on without you while you have no one. We were able to have a really good conversation, and I suggested that maybe he take some time before getting out into the one-on-one dating scene. Maybe check out some singles activities, do some group activities. Just give himself some time. So being blindsided will definitely put you in confusion. Maybe you found out something devastating about your love and are trying to wrap your head around it. You possibly could have been deeply hurt by this person who's supposed to love you more than anyone in the world, and you're trying to understand why and how they could do something like that. devastation. The whole future you had dreamed of as a kid, that you were working towards, that you had all planned out, is suddenly gone. Just gone. Grief. You literally lost a love. This person will no longer be in your life the way they used to be. They may not even be in your life anymore, period. Either way, it's painful and sad. Depression. The emotions can be so overwhelming that it feels heavy, weighing so heavily on your heart that some mornings you don't even want to get out of bed, or can't. I remember at one point in the process, it felt like I wasn't even in my own body. I was in a daze. I felt so lost that when my friend suggested I see someone, I didn't contest. Even when I found out it was a voodoo doctor. Now, I'm not exactly sure what kind of a doctor he was, but it did include him wanting to check my chakras, which I declined because at that time I had no idea where they were located. But it did help me. It helped to talk things out with someone with experience in these matters. Insecurity. Oftentimes, a breakup can bring you to your knees or hit rock bottom, especially in how you feel about yourself. There's a sense of security in a marriage or relationship, the kind where you know someone loves you. Now, I know this isn't the case in every relationship. I know there are some bad ones out there, but typically people in a relationship love each other. That's why they're in a relationship. When that's broken, so is our self-worth. I had thoughts of, I must not have been a good wife. No one else is gonna want me. I have nothing to attract someone. I have 7 kids and the only skills I have are mothering, which now I know is a divine skill, but back then I didn't think much of myself, if anything. Fear. Fear of the unknown. Your life as you knew it is over. What now? Jealousy. You may feel jealousy towards anyone who's in a relationship. Jealousy toward anyone you feel isn't going through what you are. Those who have a good marriage, those who have been together for many years, those who haven't had to feel the pain of a broken home. Exhaustion. You're completely mentally and emotionally drained. Your tears are gone and it has left you physically exhausted as well. Some days all you can do is put one foot in front of the other. Discouragement. You now have to face things alone. You've done it before, but you've got used to having your person around, spending time with them, and just having a best friend. Now it's back to spending time with you. And with the way you feel about yourself, it's not great company. Hurt. Your heart is crushed. Depending on the circumstances that led you to this point, your heart could be completely demolished. Your pride takes a beating as well. For whatever reason things didn't work out, you have failed in your mind. Failed in making this relationship last. Do you want to know what the password I had created for myself for my online profile was at that time? Single loser. Yeah, sad, huh? Anger. You will experience anger, maybe towards your ex, maybe at God, maybe even at yourself. There's plenty to go around. So those are some of the emotions you may experience after a breakup. Do they all serve you in any way? Possibly, but probably not. How do we get over this period in our lives and begin the healing? Well, I can tell you that I've learned the importance of feeling your feelings. I spent so much time resisting most of these emotions. I wanted to be the bigger person. I had kids to take care of, so there was no time for a pity party. I didn't want people feeling sorry for me, so I sucked it up and tried to put a smile on my face. Some days it was a half smile, and others it was barely a smirk. I wish I would have known what I know now. Don't we all say that? But seriously, if I had known how important it was to process emotion and not resist it, I would have healed a lot faster. So, if you're just going through a breakup, if you've recently experienced one, or if you're still feeling the effects of an old one, I'm here to help. Our bodies are made by God. He was the creator of them, and He is all powerful. So it makes sense that He would create bodies that know what to do with emotion, because He created those too. The problem comes when our thoughts prevent our bodies from doing what they naturally do. So let's use me for an example. I went through a breakup. I was feeling all those emotions, but let's just pick one of them, hurt. I was hurting, but I wasn't gonna let anyone see that. I'm not weak, I can handle this. I don't need anyone to help me. My brain was not letting me process and feel that emotion. I felt sad. My heart was aching, but my brain was like, suck it up. You don't want people to think you can't handle this. After all, we are taught that God doesn't give us trials that are too hard for us. I can do it. Because my thoughts were keeping my body from processing these emotions, they were stuck. Instead of just settling in with them, I resisted them. So I not only felt hurt, but then I also felt guilty for being weak, for not being able to handle it. When we let our bodies do their thing, when we say, yes, I'm sad, I'm very hurt. When we feel the feelings, figure out where it is in your body. Have you ever meditated? I love meditation. It's similar to this. So in meditation, you close your eyes and you concentrate on the breath. Clear your mind and concentrate on your breathing. In feeling your emotions, you concentrate on how they feel in your body. Is it in your stomach? Is it like a pit just sitting there? Can you feel it in your heart? In your chest? Are your eyes dry and stinging from crying so much? I remember having a lot of headaches, but that could possibly be from the resisting. Why would we turn our focus onto the emotions and where we're feeling it in our body? Because we need to get out of our head. Stop listening to our thoughts and focus on our feelings. Because our bodies know what to do with those feelings, and without our thoughts stopping them, they can be processed. Our bodies process emotions. When that happens, we stop resisting and we start embracing. We can sit in that emotion until we're ready to move on and heal. If we can think of these emotions as stepping stones, it will help. Although I know it's hard to think of anything positive at certain times, I'm here to promise you that you will heal. Your broken heart will heal. My healed heart reaches out to you. When I hear of people just going through it, I ache for them. But I also know you will heal. Your negative emotions will turn into positive ones. It won't be overnight. It may not even be in a year, but it will happen. And depending on your ability to let yourself feel your emotions, all of them, the healing will definitely come more quickly than if you don't. I know at this point it's difficult to see any positive emotion in your life, but these are some that you can look forward to. Hope. Hope in the future that you will find happiness again in yourself. Hope for your kids and their futures. Hope in your own abilities. Encouragement. Life has to get better. I would meet people who had their heart broken and were able to get right back out there. I either admired them or pitied them because they obviously can't be alone. But looking back, I think it was admiration. They weren't afraid of pain. Some of us are so afraid of getting hurt again that we don't let anyone get close to us. I had a friend at the time of my divorce that brought encouragement and hope to my heart. He seemed to be doing well after his divorce, and he was able to talk to me about his journey. Even though he had been through repeated heartbreak, he was strong and happy, and that was encouraging. Desire. The desire to do the things you used to find yourself again. Trust. This one may be harder for some people than others, but you will learn to trust again. After all, with great risk comes great reward. And this will be a subject for another episode because I have a lot to say about it. Just know it will come. Faith. Faith in God. Faith in yourself. Faith in love. Happiness. True, pure happiness. Knowing you have learned some pretty important lessons through your hardships and that you can see the benefit of them. Excitement. At the prospect of new love. You will get to the point where you will want to date again, to the point where you want to find a companion to share all these great things with. Love. You will experience love again if you're willing to feel it again. It will be better than ever because of what you've been through, but you need to be thoughtful about it. Make sure you're healed before letting yourself love like that again. Confidence. In yourself and your abilities. You are amazing and you will realize that. Self-love. You will learn to love yourself. Accept that you are just as important as anyone else on this earth. Your opinion matters. You love what you love, and that's okay. Not only okay, but it's wonderful. You will realize your amazing qualities, and you'll want to find someone who loves you just as much as you do. Determination. To be the best version of you. If you get the opportunity to love again, you will be determined not to let a day go by that you won't appreciate what you have. Joy. Joy in life. You will see joy in every day. Why? Because you've experienced the opposite. You will wake up with a smile on your face knowing that you're loved by God, by your family, your friends, and by you. You will heal. I promise you that. This may seem like a mountain that's impossible to climb, but it's not. You will climb it, and because of it, you will be stronger. Just remember to let yourself process your emotions, all of them, and you will be a better person. You'll be the best version of you can be. Happy dating! Hey, are you spinning an indecision? Maybe you're stuck wondering where or how to move forward. Or are you at the point where you can just take one day at a time? I'm a dating coach and I can help. In my one-to-one coaching calls, we'll talk about where you are now, where you want to be, and how I can help you get there. We can do this. I believe in you. Do you want dating tips, funny stories, and real-life experiences on the joys and sorrows of being single? Follow me on Instagram, Dating by Deb, and please interact. I love socializing with you.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson. Sponsored by Dating by Deb.